Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Vic Harris. Batting seventh. The DH, John Poff. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yount for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0. Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKay for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas juggles the ball. That's an error on Haas. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Murphy reaches third base with a triple. Picciolo scores. Henderson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's Brewers, 2, Athletics, 2. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy who is chasing the ball. Thomas reaches third base with a triple. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Poff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics too. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ogilvie. Newman moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay bunts towards third. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Newman moves to third. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newman scores. It's Brewers, 3, Athletics, 3. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Murphy is walked intentionally. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Athletics 3. the Brewers will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Poff hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Revering moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Revering moves to third. Armas moves to second. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. McKay reaches second base with a double. Revering scores. Armas scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Travers now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Moore reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Brewers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Revering strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mickey Klutz now playing third base. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Poff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Brewers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz strikes out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newman is hit by the pitch. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McKay hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Picciolo bunts towards the mound. Travers picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Travers. Newman moves to third. Picciolo moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Henderson is walked intentionally. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.